talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, in the 6 o'clock hour of this show, one of the stories we were talking about is a story that I've got on our Montana Talks website right now. A doozy of a weekend, even for liberal Senator John Tester, voting in support of all of these charter flights for illegal aliens, flying illegal aliens all across America. Tester also voted against the Laken-Riley Act, and liberal Senator John Tester, who is no moderate, voted in support of men going into girls' locker rooms and invading girls' sports. Tim Sheehy, Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate, said this via X after Tester's shameful votes over the weekend. Two-faced Tester is the most dishonest career politician in America, and Montanans will retire him in November because they're sick of his phony act. Montanans want common sense. Boys are boys and girls are girls. Let's go to Mike in Haver on the phone lines. Mike, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hi, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Yeah, so I saw Tim Sheehy was saying he wants to get rid of the Homeland Security Department, and I was wondering, like, isn't that the one in charge of the border and the wall? I don't know. I was wondering what you think about that.
Okay, so, yeah, so where'd you see this story?
I saw it on Twitter.
Well, what do you think about securing the border and building the wall?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in favor of shrinking the government. I'm a small government guy, but I don't think that seems like the area that we want to cut.
Why not?
Well, our border is being invaded, and I think we need border security.
So what do you think about liberal Senator John Tester?
I'm no fan, but I'm also no fan of potentially getting rid of border security.
Sound a little bit like a seminar caller to me. You sound a little bit like you're reading from a script there, Mike.
No, I'm just wondering what you thought.
Okay. You know, the reason why I think it sounds like you're calling from a script here. First off, tell me your favorite pizza place in Haver.
Domino's.
Domino's in Haver. Okay. Have you been to Eugene's Pizza in Haver?
No, I haven't. I've heard you talking about it. It sounds good.
Okay, well, actually, it's Nalivka's Pizza that's in Haver.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't been there.
You haven't been to Haver?
I haven't been to Eugene's.
Oh, you haven't been to Eugene's, but you're from Haver, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just wondering what you thought. I thought it seemed a little different from...
Oh, okay, so you're not calling from the Democrat Party headquarters this morning or from a Democrat Party front group?
No, I'm calling from my apartment.
Where at?
My apartment.
In which town?
In Haver.
Oh, okay. But you don't know where Eugene's Pizza is. And he don't know where Nalivka's Pizza is. Man, I hope John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, was listening right now. I mean, I just had a hunch. Rush Limbaugh was the best at spotting seminar callers, but I just had a little bit of a hunch on that one. We'll go to Tim and Billings next.
The Biden administration is announcing the opening of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. What's an extreme risk protection order? It's the official name for what are often called red flag orders. Many states have created them. President Biden has advocated for federalizing them or making state laws more strict. The new center, operated by the Department of Justice, aims to instruct police, lawyers, and clinicians how to put a red flag on someone. Red flag laws draw a lot of controversy over due process matters. Some states allow for police to simply remove one's guns based on unverified complaints. Others require bringing the matter to a judge. The announcement came just as Vice President Kamala Harris toured the site of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Florida and after the omnibus bill passed. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. The sky stays cloudy today. We'll see some snow shower activity around the area. Any accumulation stays less than a half inch. High temperatures range to the mid-30s in Billings to the lower 40s in Bozeman. For tonight, snow shower chances early on, followed by lows in the low to mid-20s. The outlook into Wednesday then calls for the return of some sunshine. Highs in the upper 40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings. This is Weatherology, meteorologist Paul Frombly.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So we have a Department of Homeland Security right now, don't we? We have a DHS right now, which is led by Alejandro Mayorkas. Is the Department of Homeland Security securing our border right now? No. The Department of Homeland Security is allowing this invasion to occur. The Department of Homeland Security is allowing illegal aliens and allowing terrorists to cross our southern border into America. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security stopped building that wall. Anyway, let's get into the phone lines. And oh, by the way, a little history lesson. We didn't even have a Department of Homeland Security before the early 2000s. And we were able to secure our borders much better than we are right now. We had a border patrol before the Department of Homeland Security. So anyway, that's why I just take such a red herring. But anyway, let's go into the phone lines. We got Tim in Billings next up. Tim, good to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. Just to assure you, I am unscripted and unhinged as always. Maybe you could ask that guy what Rods is the home of. He might have. I'd have been able to pull that one out of his rear end.
I didn't want to be mean there, but that to me seemed like such an obvious seminar caller. And some of our listeners may not know what a seminar caller is. Rush Limbaugh is great about the Democrats would plant these callers. And Republicans, you know, operatives are smart to do the same thing. I mean, sometimes you can tell when people are reading from a script. But you can tell sometimes when you're like, okay, this is a Democrat Party caller operative trying to plant a story, trying to provoke her. You know what I mean? Trying to pretend to be a conservative while pushing some whatever the fake news Democrat Party narrative of the day is going to be, right?
Yep, and you pulled out your Dave Chappelle and you said, gotcha.
Oh, man.
Anyways, so I called Friday while George was in, while you were sitting on the side of the road twiddling your thumbs, you know.
That's right.
doing nothing. Anyways, I called George Friday, and you know, I felt a little more harsh than what some people would like, but I said, if you're an ag and you're a farmer and you voted for John Tester, you're responsible for the southern border. You're responsible for inflation. You're responsible for the fentanyl crisis.
It's true. All true. Nothing wrong with that.
And today I want to say, if you're a teacher or a public sector union employee and you're going to your classroom and it's overrun with kids and there's not enough room and half of them don't speak English, and then you go to the grocery store on your way home and you can't figure out how you're going to afford those groceries, and you voted for John Tester, that's your fault. That is your fault. Just because your union tells you to vote for Democrats, you know, let's use those critical thinking skills, and let's look at the party that's actually trying to not flood our country with illegal aliens to try to get a voting majority for the into perpetuity. So if you're a public sector union member or a teacher, and you're concerned with how you're going to make your mortgage, how you're going to afford groceries, how you're going to teach a classroom full of 50 kids that 25% of them don't even speak English, and they're coming to school, and they don't have appropriate clothing, they don't have food in their bellies, you don't know how they can make it, and you don't know how you're going to make it, and you voted for John Tester, that's your fault. look in the mirror,
yeah,
and maybe consider taking a different path.
You're right. And your farmer spot, your farmer comments were spot on as well. If you voted for this guy, you are responsible for this. Now, we believe in forgiveness too, don't we, Tim? And so the best way to make up for past mistakes for voting for John Tester in the past is by voting against him this November. Yeah, just absolute chaos and destruction that we're seeing in America because of his policies and Joe Biden's policies. Let's go next to Robert in Belgrade. Robert, thanks for the call.
Yeah, good morning. I hope you're doing well. Anyway,
yeah,
the guy
well.
We had on yesterday about the border, he asked him a lot of good questions, didn't get a lot of good answers. You wanted to ask him about weaponry. That does not matter. They're not going to shoot anybody or shoot anybody. They come across illegally, and if they catch him, then they have him do a bunch of paperwork. That makes them documented. And then what do they do with them after that? Is it that question that I didn't hear that was asked. And, so what do they do after that? Apparently they let them go. But after that, they're documented, and they can come and go as they please.
Yeah, so you're referring to, so we were in Plentywood and interviewed the head of the Border Patrol for the Plentywood sector. And you're right. There's a ton of questions, ton of things, that I could have asked about, but I know that their hands were kind of tied. I mean, they've got their, they're being told what they can and can't talk about by their higher ups in Department of Homeland Security. So unfortunately, our incredible men and women in the Border Patrol, they've got their hands tied behind their backs and they've got, tape over their mouths right now, given what Joe Biden and John Tester are doing. Because, you're right. There's a lot of other things we could have talked about. That's for sure.
Yeah, you only have so much time, but I'm not to take anything away from the guys on the ground. If they do have guns, maybe they could be shooting pigs.
Yeah, the feral hogs that are invading from Canada. Well, and some of the other tools in the toolkit, I've gotten up several years ago with the surveillance aircraft that they've got in the sky. I mean, I'm also thinking of biometrics tools, for example, so that, okay, we come across these people that are coming across the border. How do we, know who they are, if they might be on some sort of a watch list or a database or et cetera, or maybe we can connect them to a bomb that targeted our troops in Iraq or Afghanistan or elsewhere, right? A bunch of tools in the toolkit other than just the guns. Robert, thanks for the call. Got to take a quick break here with Montana Talks. Get to your Farm and Ranch report and more, and phone lines are open for you.
Whether you're attending post-secondary school or are a parent helping out with loans, you may be eligible for a tax break. I'm Jackie DeAngelis with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast, bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible. Subscribe at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. These are the stories that keep you up at night.
The American Opportunity Tax Credit nets up to $2,500 per student during the first 4 years of education to be used towards required college course materials, tuitions, and fees. If no taxes are owed, 40% or $1,000 is refundable. The Lifetime Learning Credit provides an annual credit of up to $2,000 for qualifying education costs. There is no limit to how many years the benefit can be claimed, so it is a great option for those working on graduate or non-degree programs. Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Some alarming animal health news taking place in Kansas, Texas, and New Mexico. Yesterday, it was confirmed that an unknown number of dairy cattle in these three southern states have become sick with highly pathogenic avian influenza. During the past 2 years, highly pathogenic avian influenza has led to infections and depopulation of more than 115 million chickens and turkeys in commercial and backyard poultry flocks. However, bird flu appears to have jumped species to affect a small number of dairy herds in southern and plain states. Now, this illness that has recently hit primarily older dairy cows, again in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico, is causing decreased lactation, low appetite, and other symptoms in dairy cattle. While stating that this is a rapidly evolving situation, USDA stated there is no impact on animal health, including milk or other dairy products, and that milk is safe to drink.
Animal health officials say that the dairy herds will not need to be depopulated as they are expected to fully recover. Now, this is only reported in dairy cattle, not in beef cattle. Once again, these cases of avian influenza infecting dairy cattle are in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas, not in Montana. But if your dairy cattle are exhibiting these signs, contact the Montana Department of Livestock. I'm Lee Nordblunt.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, speaking of the Border Patrol, though, let's see. The Border Patrol chief is now finally starting to speak out a little bit. You know, I've told you how the Biden administration has been not only tying the hands of our Border Patrol agents behind their backs, but, you know, it's also been taping their mouth shuts as well here. Let's see. Here we go. The head of Border Patrol voicing some national security concerns at the border. This is Nate Foy in Eagle Pass, Texas, here with this report, including audio from the Border Patrol chief. Now, remember, the Border Patrol chief is a political appointee.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens says at the current level of funding in CBP, I just got a $3 billion bump in the new budget deal. At the current level of illegal immigration, they just don't have the resources to track down all those gotaways. Chief Owens worries more about the migrants who are smuggled into the country, and they don't want to be processed.
We're at, closing in on a million entries this fiscal year alone. That number is a large number, but what's keeping me up at night is the 140,000 known gotaways.
We'd set a record for migrant encounters in the month of February.
All right. And even though he's speaking out, talking about national security concerns, obviously he could be much more aggressive. But that's significant in the fact that a Biden administration official is even acknowledging that much right there. Meanwhile, we told you in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, actually we had a caller that called in. I can't remember if it was, Russ in Billings who called in talking about how the president of Mexico, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, is basically punking Joe Biden, straight up punking Joe Biden, making all sorts of demands. Donald Trump Jr. Shared a 60 Minutes piece over the weekend where basically the president of Mexico making demands, saying that if these demands are not met, he will continue to send illegal aliens into America. He's demanding we give $20 billion a year to countries in Latin America, in the Caribbean. He's demanding, well, let me just play a snippet of that 60 Minutes, I guess you could say, promo that aired on CBS.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
If they don't do those things, will you continue to help to secure the border?
Yes, because our relationship is very important. It is fundamental.
Wait, will you continue to help to secure the border? Are we getting help securing our border right now? Then where the heck did these 10 million plus people that have entered our country come from and come through? Anyway, what an absurd question there by 60 Minutes. No wonder they got rid of actual reporters that actually asked questions like Lara Logan and others. Donald Trump Jr. responded to that 60 Minutes story by saying, we went from remain in Mexico to them making demands of us under threat of them flooding our country with more criminals and illegals. Mexico is not extorting us. Welcome to Joe Biden's America, people. It doesn't have to be this way. But yeah, I mean, basically you have, I mentioned this earlier in response to, I think it was Russ and Billings, do you think that Obrador would have dared say something like that with a Donald Trump as president of the United States? Now, I think even if, and I may be wrong here, but as bad of a president as Barack Hussein Obama was, I think even Obama would have told him, hey, man, you better knock that stuff off. How dare you say something like that publicly? Now, Obama, being the radical leftist that he was, might have said, hey, I'm with you on some of this stuff, but, you know, you got to keep it quiet. You can't make me look bad in public. Whereas now the Mexican president is just straight up punking Joe Biden in front of all the cameras, making all sorts of demands. You will do this. You will do that. You will do this. You will do that. And or else. And Obama would at least have said, hey, man, you better knock that stuff off. You're making me look bad in public. You know, kind of like remember when Obama was on the stage with that Russian guy? And he said, well, after the election, just give me some more time. After the election, I'll have some more flexibility. And not only did Obama have more flexibility after the election, so did the Russians. And so they started invading more places. And then they stopped invading places when Trump was president. And then invaded again when Biden was president.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's been more than 8 hours now since vehicles and workers are believed to have fallen into a Baltimore River from the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge hit by a container ship, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
Everyone, this is an unthinkable tragedy. We have to, first and foremost, pray for all of those who are impacted.
There are reports of perhaps 7 people missing and 2 rescued, 1 in serious condition. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange avoids extradition from the United Kingdom to the United States to face espionage charges for now.
2 judges say they'll allow him to appeal if the U.S. can't assure them of his safety and right to freedom of expression. Lawyers for the United States government have been given until a hearing in May to make their case.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Assange is accused of illegally obtaining and publishing confidential military records supplied by former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning in 2010 and 2011. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm just laughing. Seminar callers, you know, when the Democrat Party will plant a caller pretending to be a Republican or pretending to be a conservative. One of my favorites, it wasn't on this show. They probably, oh, man, that would have been funny. But, you know, it was on another program, and they had a political guest on, and I heard about it afterwards. And, you know, they didn't get as many callers as we get, so this caller made it through. But they had a caller call in on the phone lines, and she said her name was Amber in Stephensville. And it was a Democrat caller calling in to take a shot at whoever the Republican, official was on the – and it was Amber in Stephensville. That was probably the easiest seminar caller to be able to spot when, you know, you say you're calling in from Stephensville. You might be an out-of-state Democrat Party operative pretending to be everyday old Amber in Stephensville if you call in and say you're in Stephensville. Anyway, you got to get a kick about this stuff over the years. All right, let's see, who was? Oh, Thomas in Billings called in the 6 o'clock hour as well. We were talking about our wide-open southern border, and he said, and I think referencing the Mexican president punking Joe Biden, and he said, you know, Joe Biden's just got to grow a pair. I think James Carville, the big time Democrat Clintonista operative, I think he basically was saying the same thing in this New York Times interview that Jesse Waters was talking about.
Clinton world sees a landslide coming too. The raging Cajun James Carville says every time a new poll drops, it's like seeing his grandmother naked.
I don't think people really appreciate how bad Biden's poll numbers are. When you look at them, it's like walking in on your grandmother naked. You can't unsee them, no matter how hard you try. And the deeper you dig, the kind of worse it is. I don't think we fought this thing through. I don't think people realize the hunger and appetite for something different in this country. We might be committing suicide.
Carville says the Biden campaign's sleepwalking into a beating. The country's begging for change. But cowardly Democrats would rather just lose with Joe.
We need more than a little bit of a change to end this.
It's a crapshoot whether, Biden is our nominee. If you decide that you're going to blow up where we are now and open up a convention and have a brokered convention or whatever, that could also be dangerous.
It looks like the party has decided that, okay, we're just going to go through with this. And I've been a Democrat all my life, but I'm beginning to think that the defining trait we have is cowardice. I can't unsee my naked grandmother.
Then Carville twisted the knife in the New York Times, saying the Biden campaign's too girly. Quote, a suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females. They don't drink beer, don't watch football, don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine.
Hold on to those stocks longer. I'm Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show with your Fox Business tax tip coming up.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
One way to reduce your tax rate on investments is to hold on to stocks for longer than 1 year. The long-term capital gains tax rate is lower than short-term capital gains tax if you sell those stocks within a year. TurboTax estimates that utilizing this strategy could save taxpayers as much as 17% by holding on to those winning stocks for longer. Watch The Big Money Show weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Taylor Riggs, Fox News.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Got a couple of messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Light Brows in Hardin, met him, a great military veteran, gotten to meet Light Brows in Hardin a few times. He says this, walls do work. I lived in Berlin in the early 80s. I'd love to hear that story one of these days. Very, very little got across that wall, Light Brows in Hardin shared. Then we had a listener in the Flathead say this, good morning, Aaron. Tim Sheehy is smart to go after flip-flop for the men in girls and women's spaces issue. It's a home run and a good way to make them promote and defend the indefensible. Yeah, for those who missed it earlier, I was talking about this doozy of a weekend for Liberal Senator John Tester and Stephen Miller, the prominent border policy advisor to former President Trump, went after John Tester. I mean, most of you get it. You know exactly who this guy is. John Tester is no moderate. He's the flip-flop, flat-top, fake moderate. And every time the election comes around, he pretends to be moderate. He tries to vote more moderately. But it's interesting is that now he's kind of in a pickle. He's kind of in a pickle right now because his base has gotten so radicalized. Look at how radicalized the Democrat Party base is right now. I mean, they are the Zoe Zephyr Party right now, right? They are the Zoe Zephyr Party where you've got dudes who identify as women pushing the radical transgender agenda, wanting to go into girls' bathrooms and girls' locker rooms. And then at the same time, they're attending pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist rallies. The same people that would be thrown off of rooftops by radical Islamists are going to rallies supporting the radical Islamists. That's the Democrat Party's base right now. So John Tester is in a pickle right now because usually his liberal base lets him get away with it. They know that he has to be phony, that he has to be fake, that he has to come out and, oh, whistle zippers, oh, shucks.
Oh, I'm just a little old dirt farmer, a poor old dirt farmer. Oh, you're worth millions of dollars. You're making six figures. You racked up $1.2 million in restaurant bills. You're not just an old, poor little dirt farmer. And even your neighbors in Big Sandy aren't voting for you. I've talked with them. So here's the deal. But Montana Democrats would allow him to get away with it because he could do the wink, wink, nod, nod. Don't worry. Once I get elected, I'll go back to voting there all the way you want me to vote. So they'll let him get away with the fake phony act. But now their base has gotten so radicalized. Before, he could virtue signal the Jewish voters and pretend to support Jewish voters while at the same time sending money to Iran and freeing up money. You know, this is Tehran John Tester we're talking about after all. He could virtue signal the Jewish voters. Oh, yeah, I'm with Israel. Oh, I stand with Israel. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, hey, all shucks. And then he could go give billions of dollars to Iran, the very terror network that is funding the terrorists that are attacking the Jewish people and your sons and daughters that are sailing in the Middle East right now, being attacked by Houthis and others, the Iranian-backed proxies. He could get away with it. He could get away with funding both sides of the war and virtue signaling to both sides at the same time. Even on this immigration stuff, even on some of this radical LGBTQ stuff, he could flip flop during election years. But it's interesting because he's in a bit of a pinch right now. I don't know if you guys saw this story. Was this in Bozeman where this happened? Yeah, here we go. A liberal blog has a story here. This is the Daily Montanan, which is a liberal blog. Tester's Bozeman office vandalized in pro-Palestine protest. So they vandalized Tester's office. There was, I know there was an F-bomb on there. I'm not seeing the photo of the vandalism. There was an F-bomb on there. Something about Tester funds genocide. Which, in a way, they were kind of right. Right? Now they were using this BS argument that somehow Tester funds genocide because of his virtue signaling where he pretends to support Israel. But remember, John Tester freed up billions of dollars for Tehran. That's why he got the nickname Tehran John Tester by our friends Mark and Paul, the Breakfast Flakes, over 10 years ago. Who is committing the genocide? The Hamas terrorists that committed the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. And look, Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats are funding them. They are the ones that have allowed the funding to go to Tehran and Venezuela and you name it. By the way, they cut this deal where they allowed Iran to get access to oil money. They allowed Venezuela to get access to oil money. And it helped lower gas prices for a little while, but not long enough. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Montana gas prices continue to rise at an alarming rate. These guys cut a deal with the devil. They cut a deal with the devil in Tehran. They unleashed billions of dollars to flow to your enemies, to America's enemies, to Israel's enemies, to the very people that are funding these terrorist attacks worldwide that helped with the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. And John Tester freed that money up for them. And now he's in a pinch because he has to virtue signal to Jewish voters, but he's also worried about losing his radical base. Same thing. That's why John Tester did not want to cast those votes on Friday night. He got called out for trying to not have to cast those votes on Friday night because he knew that he didn't want to cast those votes on transgender sports, on the Lake and Riley Act, on flights of illegal aliens all across America. He didn't want to cast those votes because he knows you, the people of Montana, do not want him to vote the way that he just voted. But he had to do it because his base won't let him virtue signal right now. They won't let him be the fake phony guy that he normally is allowed to be in election year. So that's why John Tester is in a little bit of a pickle right now. And he just looks kind of old and angry, doesn't he? 2940970, the number for you. Ben in Billings. Ben, what's going on?
Good morning, Montana.
Morning.
I am the great guest, and I'm not a seminar caller. So a few callers back, Ed or Steve from Ballantyne mentioned he got approached around the hospital district here in Billings. I've been approached downtown by these pollsters or surveyors, and they're passionately aggressive. And I make it clear in my body language I'm not interested, and they still follow you. And it's like, okay, I was approached twice by this one gal. She had a twist in her voice from, like, the UK. And I'm like, so there's, like, no introduction or background. It's just, like, shove a clipboard in your face and sign this. It's like, okay, what's your agenda? What's your name? Who do you work for? And then I got approached by this little dirty kid doing the same thing. I think it was down by the bus depot.
Hey, at least he's working, you know. There's lots of people that are taking your taxpayer dollars without working. I guess at least he's working, right, you know?
Yeah, so the only thing I really extracted out of him was like a politicallandslide.org. I haven't went to the website or checked it out, but I mean, they got a couple suckers to sign, and they, you know, I hate to say it, they weren't educated. They probably didn't ask the right questions or even really know what they were signing. But yeah, again, it's that 51%. You know, what's the crime there, you know?
Yeah, so you're saying, and people are going to see more. So if you want to get an initiative on the ballot here in Montana, you have to collect enough signatures. Like right now, the radical abortion groups are trying to get a ballot initiative on the ballot.
Correct.
And if and when that moves forward, then they're going to have to gather a bunch of signatures. And there's things that you might support to be on the ballot. There's things you might be opposed to being on the ballot. But whether you support or oppose the specific ballot initiative, they've got to get enough signatures. So oftentimes, these groups will have paid signature gatherers out there getting paid to gather signatures. So you're saying some of them are getting a little too aggressive, huh?
Yeah, I call it passionately aggressive where they follow you. And then I was down by the Alberto Bear Theater, and this one guy just rounds the corner. And I think the giveaway there was the clipboard, and just they got a certain look to him. Anyways, I remember a few years back, there was the whole marijuana thing, and I said, not interested. But
that had a ton of money behind that. I mean, massive amount of spending that went into that pro-marijuana effort. Out-of-state money, dark money, you name it. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Ben, thanks for the phone call. We got to hit our Tommy Lahren commentary, but thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. 294-0970 is the number if you got something you want to talk about.
There's talking about saving, and there's doing it. Synchrony Bank empowers you to tackle your savings goals with the newsworthy 4.75% APY on their high-yield savings account. Enjoy flexible access to your money and knowing it's earning a great rate with no monthly fees or minimums. It's never been easier to take control of your financial future. Go to synchronybank.com/radio. Member FDIC.
Fox News commentary.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams was set to visit the southern border in parts of Mexico, but his office has since canceled that trip. I'm Tommy Lahren. I'll tell you why next. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced on his radio show that he would make another trip to the southern border to survey the situation and meet with partners in Mexico. Given our borders are, Kamala Harris refuses to return and address the issue at all. I would give Mayor Adams some credit, but it turns out he has canceled his trip due to safety concerns in the region of Mexico he was set to visit. That's really rich, Mayor Adams. The safety concerns are too great for the mayor with a full security team to make that journey? Hello, it's too dangerous to go to the border, but the border is coming to America every single day, into his city, into your city, into every nook and cranny they come. Hint, hint, if the southern border is too dangerous for elected leaders to visit, then sending undocumented folks up the southern border by plane, train, and automobile is probably pretty dang risky, too. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. Far too often, women's lives are cut short as they fall victim to unthinkable crimes. But each week this month, I'll be joined by women who fought back, survived, and took back control. You won't want to miss this month's stories of survival, strength, and resilience. Listen and download on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Will you owe income tax on the sale of your home? I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Whether you will owe tax when you sell your home depends on how much the home's value has appreciated and if it's your primary residence. CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates says there are IRS rules.
If you lived in it 2 out of the last 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 if you're single or $500,000 if you're married filing jointly.
Zellin says if you sell your house early in the year, you may need to make estimated tax payments on the gain, or you may owe a
ASPAction.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what the heck? Let's have him throw the headset on early. He's here a little early, so we'll chat with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. Man, some of you guys, if you're going to work right now and then you're stuck in meetings and a bunch of other nonsense starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, you miss out because every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we have John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter with us. In studio, and it's a great time. He'll be with us coming up. Well, he's with us already. But before I get to that, very first, let me give you some important information. I'll tell you what, whenever I travel, being stuck in a car for a long time, that's when I feel it. If I'm stuck sitting for too long, some of you, you're feeling it just by waking up in the morning. You're feeling it just by, basic getting around the house. You're feeling the pain in your hip. You're feeling the pain in your back. You're feeling the pain in your joints. Well, let me tell you about an option that is now available for you if you're looking to dodge surgery, but you also know how important it is to stay off of those painkillers, stay off the drugs, avoid surgery. Well, there is a natural alternative now on the ground here in Montana for you. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative, non-surgical pain relief. And so what they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. And you can get a free consultation right now because, like I say, they've got a clinic here in Montana. And you can call today for a free consultation. Call 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, here a couple minutes early. Good to see you. What's going on this morning?
Oh, good morning, Aaron. I'm brushing my teeth this morning, and
finally
comes up that thing.
I was going to say something. I was like, next.
What did you brush your teeth? Smell, right?
Did you take care of yourself?
Jeez. Yeah. And I hear you bust that seminar collar. I swear, I almost spit my toothpaste all over my bathroom mirror. I'm like,
well, I was trying to ask a couple of questions, because the question he asked wasn't a bad question. I mean, we'll happily talk about it, get Tim Sheehy on to talk about it. But I was just like, okay, so you're from Haver. What's your favorite pizza place? Domino's.
That's where you knew right there, Domino's.
Well, yeah, okay. It was like the question mark headline, Domino's.
Well, you expect the guy to say, I'm from Havre?
Yeah, I'm from Havre. Or however they'd say it in France or, wherever they spun the globe in the railroad days and the finger landed on the town,
Well, you and I have talked a couple of times, when I've been in here, those guys will call in and we'll talk about it off the air. But that's one of the few times I heard you nail a guy on the air for it. And sure enough, Cole busted, seminar call.
I was being nice about it, though. I was like, so tell me, you're from Havre, right? Okay, favorite pizza place. What do you think about that Eugene's Pizza in Glasgow? Well, I've heard you talk about it, but I'm like, yeah, it's not in Havre. That's in Glasgow. No, Livka's is in Havre. Oh, okay.
You were doing the Columbo thing. So, tell me again, sir. Yeah.
Well, John, what we need to do, you and I need to start a consulting service. And, John, you've been an undercover operative, right? You've run some undercover guys in your federal law enforcement days. If you're going to come up with a fake story, go with something that is grounded in at least a little bit of truth so that you can run with the story if you need to. The Democrat Party must have told this guy, all right, hey, tell him you're from Havre. And he's like, okay, cool. And then they're like, oh crap. I mean, you could have at least said Helena or somewhere, wherever that, whatever, you know, basement they've got you calling in from, you know.
Like, wait, I know, you busted him too, because you could tell by the way he was saying it was like he was reading it. You know, that's what they need to tell these guys. Hey, do you practice this a little bit where you don't sound like you're reading it off of paper?
Yeah, I mean, you know, use the old prospector voice, you know, like the Democrats use in their commercials. Well, you know, I was reading in the Axios the other day that old Tim Sheehy wants to cut Homeland Security. What do you think about that?
Well, you gotta
whistle zippers.
You got to do that all. Not from Montana, not for Montana.
I know. It's like, my goodness, you know. Oh, man, anyway.
That's the classic prospector, that guy.
Now, I'm sure John Tester's familiar with the pizza places, though, in Havre. I mean, I'll give him that one, you know.
Oh, he's got it on his Google Maps. Oh, yeah.
It's not as nice as Bistro. Cat.